This past week, Congress failed once again to deliver on a promise to create a new energy policy for the country. Congress has been trying to craft one for years, but these sprawling bills keep collapsing of their own weight. What brings them down and ultimately threatens to bring this one down as well is the inability to write legislation that will make everyone in the energy business happy. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
The people who make and sell energy and electricity, whether it's from oil, natural gas, wind, hydro, nuclear, solar, coal, or ethanol, say they really do want the government to pass a law that will regulate their industry. Here's John Shelf, who represents the coal industry for the National Mining Association.
We can't afford to let this fail. We only come back to this, it seems like, every decade and a half. And the worst thing that can happen if you're trying to invest in any industry, regardless of which fuel type we represent, is uncertainty.
To eliminate that uncertainty, they want guarantees. For example, energy companies want to build a pipeline to carry natural gas to the lower 48 from the oil wells on Alaska's North Slope. The gas is going to waste now, but industry wants a government guarantee that they won't lose money on it. Roger Cooper represents the American Gas Association.
This pipeline is said to be the largest civilian construction project in the history of the United States. So we're talking about something that is rather staggering in its size. And if there are not some sort of incentives, the belief seems to be that that pipeline will not be built.
There is opposition in Congress and the White House to using billions of taxpayer dollars to guarantee an industry profit from the pipeline. Democrats are particularly skeptical because one item dropped from this bill was a guarantee many of them wanted, that electric utilities would have to use more renewable sources like wind to generate electricity. Another sticking point in this process is the remaking of the electricity grid, the one that went haywire last August and plunged millions of Americans and Canadians into darkness. The electric power industry wants to build more transmission lines, but they also want, yes, a guarantee that they will get a healthy return on investment for building them. Energy legislation has always offered lots of tax breaks and guarantees for things like solar power, as well as for fossil fuels and nuclear power. But one person's incentive is another's pork. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon says this bill is too one-sided.
A lot of what seems to be getting in this bill just doesn't pass the smell test. For example, as far as I can tell, there is essentially no consumer protection whatsoever with respect to this legislation. At a time when gasoline prices have soared in many parts of the country, natural gas prices have soared, the American people want to see the government on their side.
Democrats like Wyden are particularly steamed because Republicans have left them out of the final rewriting of the House and Senate energy bills, which differ on several important points. One unresolved item of interest to many Midwestern Democrats involves ethanol fuel. It's made from corn and is blended with gasoline. Farm states support language in the bill that would double the amount of ethanol that's now mixed with gasoline. When asked why ethanol needs a government mandate to sell, Ron Lamberty of the American Coalition for Ethanol says it's because ethanol is held hostage by the oil business.
We sell all of our ethanol through gas stations. And if they decided someday that they don't want to sell ethanol, we would either have to start building an entire petroleum infrastructure and compete with them that way, or just be out of business.
Relations between ethanol makers and the oil refiners are somewhat cool anyway. Oil refiners make MTBE, a chemical added to gas to make it burn cleaner. But MTBE has been leaking into some municipal water supplies, and the Senate version of the energy bill would ban it. Its replacement would be ethanol. MTBE makers oppose a nationwide federal ban on their product, and they want their own guarantee, in this case, a legal one. MTBE sometimes gets into water supplies, and some water suppliers are suing as a result. Refiners say, fine, if someone spilled MTBE through negligence, go ahead and sue. But there's nothing wrong with the product itself. Bob Slaughter is president of the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association.
We believe that it's only fair that refiners who merely obeyed the law and put into fuels a clean fuel additive, which MTBE is, that was mandated by law, should not suffer liability, large liability claims, merely because they included it.
Congressional conferees must grapple with these last obstacles in the energy bill over the next few weeks. Republican members have made their own guarantee in the meantime that there will be a new energy policy this year. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.